Good morning, beloved, and welcome to our Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Psalm 25. Today's Psalm is a prayer for guidance and protection and forgiveness. It includes a series of petitions along with affirmations of trust in God. The writer recognizes the Lord as our teacher. To learn, one must have reverence for God. All right, so let's begin. Psalm 25, verse 1. To you, O Lord, I offer my prayer. In you, my God, I trust. Save me from the shame of defeat. Don't let my enemies gloat over me. Defeat does not come to those who trust in you, but to those who are quick to rebel against you. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Make them known to me. Teach me to live according to your truth, for you are my God who saves me. I always trust in you. Remember, O Lord, your kindness and constant love, which you have shown from long ago. Forgive the sins and errors of my youth. In your constant love and goodness, remember me, Lord. Because the Lord is righteous and good, he teaches sinners the paths they should follow. He teaches the humble in the right way and teaches them his will. With faithfulness and love, he leads all who keep his covenant and obey his commands. Keep your promise, Lord, and forgive my sins, for they are many. Those who have reverence for the Lord will learn from him the path they should follow. They will always be prosperous, and their children will possess the land. The Lord is the friend of those who obey him, and he affirms his covenant with them. I look to the Lord for help at all times, and he rescues me from danger. Turn to me, Lord, and be merciful to me, because I am lonely and weak. Relieve me of my worries and save me from all my troubles. Consider my distress and suffering and forgive all my sins. See how many enemies I have. See how much they hate me. Protect me and save me. Keep me from defeat. I come to you for safety. May my goodness and honesty preserve me, because I trust in you. From all their troubles, O God, save your people, Israel. And the key verse for today is Psalm 25, verse 4. Teach me your ways, O Lord, and make them known to me. You know, it's interesting that here at the very end, it says, may my goodness and honesty preserve me, because I trust in you. And my question that I have for you this morning, beloved, is, in whom do you place your trust? You know, it's very easy, with all of the medical advances and scientific advances and everything, the age that we live in, to look with awe and wonder at all the technology that we have. And the fact of the existence of an almighty God seems to just fade into distant memory. But we must remember that it is our God who created all of this. He is the only one who can forgive us our sins. He is the only one who can save us. Don't forget to turn to your God first whenever you find yourself in trouble. All right, let's pray. Lord God, teach me your ways. Make them known to me. Guide me along the path I should follow and order my steps this day. Thank you for your goodness, kindness, mercy, steadfast love, and faithfulness. Amen. Well, our time together this week has come to an end. I hope that I'm able to see you Sunday in church. If I can't see you then I look forward to seeing you all next Monday, where we will be in Psalm chapter 26. Well, we won't actually be in Psalm 26. We'll be reading Psalm 26, a plea for God's declaration of innocence. And so, truly, beloved, my desire for you is to experience all the goodness, all the riches, all the blessings that God has prepared for you from before the foundations of the world. This is my prayer for you. God bless.